it initially started in the first national lockdown, where a small group of volunteers identified a need, of course, as there was across the country at that time, set up a food bank, and it was intended as a pop-up food bank, and it was very, very, very busy at that time. It was being run from the cafe because, of course, the cafe was closed. We were working with a local pub to deliver hot meals as well as food to people. As that then went on, around that sort of time, the building next door to our cafe in the High Street just happened to become available, that had also been used by a different charity in the past. And at that time, the trustee decided to take that building on and move the food bank into its own premises so that it could continue to operate. We received a very generous grant from Leicestershire County Council to pay the rent. So from that day, the pop-up food bank moved next door into its own premises and then continued, because of course we didn't know at that time how long we were going to be dealing with the pandemic. So it continued then for another 18 months, 2 years. So the pop-up food bank became really a permanent food bank almost by default, really, because the need never went away. The need just changed. So we were seeing less and less of people who were isolating or were unwell or were shielding, and more people who were actually starting to feel the financial impacts of the pandemic, and more recently the impacts that everybody's now starting to feel of the general rise in the cost of living, particularly with fuel prices. So we identified that we needed to build in some capacity. It was a small food bank, and we would be limited in our capacity. We also needed to make sure we were sustainable to try and address a surge in demand as we move into this autumn and winter. So we started having a look around to see how we could do that. We already had links with a food bank in Wigston, which was South Leicester Food Bank, which is a Trussell Trust food bank, who had been providing us with food through a scheme where they operated as a distribution centre to smaller food banks. So after having conversations with them, and the trustees were considering what we might do next in terms of the increasing capacity to be able to meet a growing demand, we've now become a hub of the South Leicester Food Bank. We remain an independent food bank in our own right, so it still remains the Wells Food Bank. We're not a Trussell Trust food bank, but we do operate using their processes. In that way of working, the Leicester South Food Bank can continue to provide us with some of the food that we need, as well as still getting donations locally. And local people are very generous. We've got collection baskets in the co-ops in Kibworth Glen and Fleckney, and also in all the primary schools as well, and people can drop off donations. They also go to food bank clients. So now we're part of a hub of South Leicester. That means that it makes us much more sustainable. It means that we can have almost a continual supply of essential items. It also gives easier and better access to local people who might need to access food bank support as well.
Obviously, as you said there, the need is still there, and I presume rising. Have you got an idea of sort of the demand you're kind of getting?
At the moment, it's a bit difficult to gauge, because the changes only happened 3 weeks ago. So we had we had about 40 households on the books prior to that, and they've all been told about the new system and how they can access it, and we're now starting to see some of those former clients are now starting to trickle back through the system. We are also seeing people who are being referred that we've never seen before as well, from sometimes a little further afield as well, because of our opening hours, sometimes we're a more accessible food bank than some of the bigger ones. So we've actually helped some families in Leicester, where a support worker has come out to us to collect some food, because local food banks haven't been open and there's been a family in crisis that needed food straight away. So we will also help people in those situations a bit further afield. So we are now starting to see the numbers are gradually increasing, but there's a real mixture of people that we see. Sometimes we'll see people once, purely because they've just started work, their benefits have stopped, but they haven't had their first pay packet, so they might be with us for a week or two. We have other clients who are now part of the new system who have been on our books since day one, so have been receiving support from us for over 2 years now.
And I presume that's across the spectrum of ages and...
Yeah, it's a real range in terms of the people that we find who are in need. There are people who are disabled, we have people that have various mental health conditions, and some people that just have low incomes, you know, and those people are not necessarily on benefits. Some of them are, but it's all relative. So there are also people who are working, but with the cost of living increases, the reason that they need food bank support isn't because they're on a low income per se, it's because their income's no longer covering all their outgoings because they're going up so quickly. And today there's been a report today of 8 million people apparently who are now struggling to pay their bills, and that's gone up significantly. And it's quite possible that will just continue to rise. And of course, at the moment, if people have not and they're not going to be paying winter fuel costs at the moment because it hasn't been that cold, but as soon as we have a bit of a cold spell, particularly for people on prepayment meters that are more expensive anyway, that's when we expect that we might see a surge in demand.
And it's fantastic you run the service. I suppose you turn the clock back 10-15 years, you'd never expect food bank, you know, A, to be in Market Harper, but B, to be needed in Kibworth.
Well, absolutely. And even now, there are people that will say, well, why do we need a food bank in Kibworth? Kibworth is an affluent area, as is much of the district anyway. There are pockets of deprivation. They're not necessarily on the surface, but they are there. And I've worked in different communities all around the Midlands for the last 30 years in various roles. In some of the wealthiest areas of Middle England, and just as we see issues in the inner cities, those issues are happening in our rural communities as well, in affluent areas, all of the time. But often it is hidden, but it is there.
Sadly, you know, certain people are in need, but you, as well as offering them obviously assistance with the food, there's other help available too.
Yeah, that's right. So as well as making sure that people aren't going hungry, that we're able to provide them with emergency food, we also offer a range of wraparound services. So the idea is that we're not just handing food out to people, but we're also supporting them to deal with the root cause of what's going on in their life at this time. That means that they are having to come to a food bank, which could be really any one of us at any time that might need that help. So we're able to link people in with services that support them with their mental health, with issues with benefits, consumer issues, debt advice, domestic abuse and housing, and also finding work and volunteering opportunities. So we work with a number of partner agencies that we will, with the consent of the client, refer them in so that we can really tackle the root causes to help them out of their situation to improve it so they no longer need our support.